Und kurz nach drei mit Nadine Kreuzer am Mikrofon und einem tollen Musiker, der gleich hier für euch auflaufen wird. Jack Garrett ist in der Stadt, nur um für euch ein Ständchen zu spielen, und zwar live im Radio. Zurzeit ist er noch am Rehearsen hier bei uns im Studio. Yeah, you can. That sounds like Jack Garrett. Or was it Kitty, Daisy and Lewis? Auf jeden Fall, nach zwei Songs ist er hier und hat sein ganzes Instrumentarium schon für euch rausgeholt, um dann alle Gliedmaßen zum Einsatz zu bringen, wie immer. Und falls ihr ihn noch nicht live erlebt haben solltet, gleich ist es soweit. Das würde die Computers aber freuen, wenn sie wüssten, dass Jack Garrett sie gerade live begleitet hat. We can do this with every song in our library. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'll just stay here all day and you just play everything and I'll come through and just twiddle around over the top of it.
That's a really good idea.
But don't give me a microphone. I won't talk. I'll just play guitar all day. I would love that.
I'll start the next song. Maybe we see what you will do out of that one.
Oh no.
That's Jack Garrett. I'm sorry. Let's take the next one. I'm so sorry.
Everything's gone wrong. What's going on? What's happened? What? Was that my cue to start doing that? Is it all gone wrong? Did I ruin everything? Guys, I ruined everything.
I can't breathe.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I've ruined everything.
I can't breathe.
I'm taking the blame here. I'm taking the fall for you.
It's really hot.
You messed everything up and I'm sitting here saying it's my fault. That's how nice... Guys, this is all my fault. I'm so sorry to everyone listening at home.
So shut up now. I play a song and we two try this again. That's funny. Okay, pass out. What about... Oh, okay, I got one for you here. What about this one?
What is it?
Watch this. This is the heavy, heavy
What's this?
The Nazis down the road. Why are you playing this? This is great.
Also Jack Garrett versucht jetzt hier mal eine kleine Begleitung. Mal sehen, ob er es hinkriegt.
I think it's in that key. To the rockin'est rock steady beat of madness. One step beyond. Did I... Now that, come on, that's
okay. That's funny.
Wait.
Okay, after that we can try another one. That was nice. Thank you very much.
What's happened? Where did this go wrong?
I started nothing. Oh Gott, ich muss erstmal durchatmen. Also nochmal von vorne. Jack Garrett, der britische Künstler, ist heute bei Flux FM zu Besuch. Eigentlich kommt er aus Little Chalfont in Buckinghamshire, wohnte aber zwischendurch. Did you live in London for?
Yeah. No, I lived in London. I started writing songs when I was in London and kind of became a musician when I was in London. Yeah, no, Little Chalfont was where I grew up.
Yeah, und dann ist er jetzt nämlich nach Chicago gezogen. Mm. But last time you were here, you said, I have been there for only, I think, one day because I'm traveling so much.
Yes, and in that time, I have now been there for 4 days.
No, not really.
Yeah.
You've been there only for 4 days.
Yes, so I've been living there for maybe 4 or 5 months, and I've been there for 4 days, I think, in that time.
And you had a great time during
it's amazing. Yeah, it's the best.
What do
I love going home for a day at a time and then going somewhere else. I am actually going back home at the end of the month. I'm going back to Chicago for just like promotion stuff, going and talking about the album, which I'm really excited to do. And I'm going to Chicago, which is great. And again, I'm staying there for maybe not even a day this time. And
this
then
is crazy.
Leaving to go to the next place.
Must be a very important person there to stay there. Yeah, but when you are only there for 1 day, what then? It must be a special day. What do you do then? Where do you go? What do you besides people you meet?
Well, like, I go nowhere and I stay inside and watch TV all day.
That's great.
It's great.
Chicago must be interesting.
It's amazing. No, Chicago is incredible. It's one of my favorite cities. It's why I've chosen to live there. But when I'm usually, if I'm home, it's because I have some time off. And when I have time off, it's nice to have just like a day, just 1 day of sitting and kind of achieving normality just like being able, because I don't get to go home at the end of a hard working day and put my feet up and watch TV. I go back to a bed I don't know in a room I've never been in before, kind of thing. And it's just, that's just a strange way to do life. So when I then get to go home, I spend it at home. I sit down on my sofa and I just, you know, indulge myself in just a second's worth of normality until I have to go and run off and be crazy again.
So. But is it a long travel to fly to Chicago to achieve that?
Are you
busy in the States as well? Do people start loving Jack Garrett over there as well?
They've been amazing. America's been so nice to me and so friendly. So I'm really, really excited to be going back there soon. I don't get to, you know, fly home for a day. When I have a weekend off or something, I have to find somewhere to stay in whatever city I'm in or whatever country I'm in or anything. So essentially, I am homeless, but because of that, I get to live everywhere. So.
Also ein Mann, ein Nomade im Grunde, der überall rumzieht, aber eigentlich seine Zelte gerne in Chicago aufgeschlagen hat. Er wohnt seit über einem halben Jahr dort, aber hat erst 4 Tage dort so wirklich übernachtet. Denn er ist sehr, sehr gefragt. Of course, we have to talk about the BBC list, because we played all the artists that were nominated.
It was a good list this year. It was a really good list this year.
You were the how do you say, favorite person to...
Well, it's a difficult thing, because I try not to kind of say it too much like I won something, because I don't necessarily see it as having won something, because the talent was too strong. Like the range of talent was too strong as well on the other 15 names on that list. Like, I'm a huge fan of Muramasa, and I'm a huge fan of Ne-Yo, and I'm a big Loyal Kana fan, and and everyone else as well. Like, all these names that popped up on that list were just so good. So instead, as I try at least to think about it myself as being a... I was just handed like a flag to hold, but we're still all standing in a big long line together. That's how I like to think about it. I haven't actually been able to like speak to any of the guys about it. I've spoken to a couple of them and congratulated some of them on it, but I haven't really been able to see if anyone else like agrees with me on the flag holding thing.
Well, if you win the Oscars, you'll say that as well when you're on stage.
I would say that about any kind of award. Awards are strange. Awards are weird. Awards are a weird thing, but I'm very, very grateful to have been given it. Yeah.
Mm, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Auf dieser BBC-Superliste, denn viele waren nominiert, 15 Künstler, glaube ich, insgesamt an der Zahl, wo die BBC gesagt hat, also die werden im nächsten Jahr abgehen wie Schmidts Katze, besonders natürlich für den britischen Markt. Und Jack Garrett war als Favorit gehandelt und er hat dann auch den Preis eingeheimst. So it is only for the British market, ne, this Superlist?
I mean, it's based there. It's based in the UK. But they have artists from all over the world on it. So like this year they had a Canadian artist called Alicia Cara, who came in second. And there's other people from other places as well on that list. But I think it's been running for a while. I think it's kind of at the moment, it's now really starting to become quite an important, prediction scheme, like not scheme, that's the wrong word for it, but just prediction for what's about to happen over the next year.
Yeah, but you were good before you were on that list. That's
yeah, you guys here at Flux FM have been with me the whole while.
You heard it first here. Genau, weil manche sagen ja, klar, dann machen die diese Liste und dann werden die danach ja im Grunde erst durch diese Liste berühmt. Deswegen beißt sich die Katze so ein bisschen in den Schwanz. Aber Jack war ja schon vorher hier in unseren Herzen. Er war ja schon im Jahr 2014 bei uns und wir freuen uns total, dass er jetzt auch kommt. Die neue Platte ist fertig. Wir wollen erstmal eine Musik hören. Ich fand es ja schön, dass er eben unsere Flux FM Musik begleitet hat. Aber vielleicht spielen wir erstmal auch einen Song von ihm selber, nämlich The Love You're Given, Jack Garrett aus der Konserve. Und gleich für euch nochmal live hier die One-Man-Show. Der Multitasker wird für euch hier gleich nochmal loslegen und Worry spielen. Das ist zu Ende. Obwohl er sogar angezählt hat. Jack Garrett war das bei Flux FM. Ein Song, den ihr gerade noch aus der Konserve gehört habt. Ein wunderbares Stück, The Love You're Given, das einer ganz bestimmten Person bei uns in der Redaktion sehr gut gefällt. Ich habe es ja eben schon hier unter der Hand erwähnt. Claudia aus Marketing hat gesagt...
Yes, I was just gonna say that myself. Big shout out to Claudia and your marketing department. Apparently is a big fan of that song. I don't know where she's gone. She's disappeared.
Yeah, she's upstairs now. She's red in her face. And saying, oh no, he said it. Also, Jack Garrett, der Mann hat seine erste Platte draußen. It's your debut album.
Yeah.
It's called Face.
Yes.
In Deutsch, denn schließlich hat er Deutsch im Unterricht gehabt. Phase.
Phase.
It's Phase.
Okay.
And you finish it in London?
Yes.
In 2 months? No.
No, yeah, I finished it in London. It's been a long time coming. It's kind of, I've recorded certain parts of it in Chicago and certain parts of it in LA and certain parts of it in London. So it's kind of been, it's traveled with me. The records come with me everywhere. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it for that reason. I've kind of had different experiences in all three different cities. And I think it's really helped where the album is. Like each time working on my own and each time kind of just secluding myself and trying to get my ideas down. But yeah, those three parts of the world that hold a very special place in my heart kind of at the moment, in the thank you notes on the record, I've put it as thanking those three cities for lending me their sounds for a second.
Also er ist ja in drei Städten vor allen Dingen in der letzten Zeit zu Hause gewesen. Das war Chicago, London and
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Und da hat er die Alben aufgenommen und das hat natürlich dann auch diese Musik geprägt. Ne? Und er ist ja jemand, der, wie ich schon sagte, er ist Multitasker, denn er macht alles alleine. Er ist ja eine One-Man-Show auf der Bühne. Last time you were here, you're the man in charge, you're the controller.
Yeah.
So what is it like getting on a plane? Because you don't have control over anything there. Do you have to control everything?
That's really, really funny. No, not necessarily. It's funny that you bring up a plane, only because that's a lie. I was about to say I'm not scared of a lot of things, but that's not true. I'm scared of everything. But I'm terrified of flying.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrified of flying. I don't know whether it's because of the lack of control. Like I have no control over a train, for example, but I'm fine on a train. I have no control when someone else is driving a car, but I have no, you know, no issue with it then. But for some reason planes are really don't like it.
And when you throw a party, your own party, do you have to control also everything, or can you say, okay, Peter, you do this,
it's quite funny actually. I don't know. When I'm in that headspace, I like to do lots, and I like to make sure I'm doing things for other people. Like even though I'm in control of like the show that I do, for example, like the live show I do, I only do it because I know that I've got a service to do for other people. I'm doing it for the people in the room. I'm not doing it for myself. And I like to be in control of that because I like to know that people are having a good time, not because I can then go, oh, and it was all me. But instead, it just means that they're having a good time, and I know that they'll have a good time because I'm doing it and I know that I'm doing it, and that just, it just helps, rather than, you know, looking over at the side of the stage and if I was playing with a band and just going, oh, that bassist isn't giving everything, and oh, what if that person's not having a good time, because like instead I get to blame myself if the audience has a bad time.
Okay, also er steht ja immer als One-Man-Show auf der Bühne und er will es jetzt nicht machen, um dann nachher runterzugehen und sagen, ja, hab da mal hingeguckt und hingehört, hab ich alles selber gemacht, ne, ich kann alles, sondern weil er weiß, er stellt sich sozusagen in den Dienst der Zuschauer und Zuhörer und möchte dann denen auch eine gute Zeit bescheren und auch selber alles im Griff haben. Er wird jetzt für euch einen Song live spielen, und zwar Worry. Wir hören jetzt Worry, den du, lieber Jack, für uns spielen wirst. So, only one guy with a couple of instruments, your guitar over your shoulders.
Yeah, no, actually, I tell you what, today I'm just going straight up guitar. That's all I'm doing. That's all we've got today. That's just so I can plug my guitar into that thing. It's just big pedals and stuff. I do need to come up with a cleverer way of doing like more acoustic-y kind of stuff. But for now, this is actually a rare thing. I never do this.
Oh my God. Maybe we can sell this in 2 or 3 years for a million.
No, I'll be in a ditch somewhere. That would mean nothing.
Okay, dann soll jetzt mal für euch loslegen. Jack Garrett spielt live Worry, und ich halte jetzt auch meine Klappe. Okay, bitteschön, bitteschön.
Yeah, okay. My nights are broken up by the sounds of women I'll never meet. And when my eyes are closed, I can start to feel you staring at me. The right side of my bed has always left me feeling stuck in between. Oh, 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 oh. Everything I know and all the lies I tell myself so I can sleep. And pick apart the pieces you left. And don't you worry about it. Don't Don't you worry about it. And try and give yourself some rest. And let me worry about it. Let me worry about it. You came around to say that you've been away like I hadn't known. As if I don't wake up every single day not seeing you go. As if this moon of ours only shines above to make me feel whole. And as if I haven't felt your breath in every step I take when the wind blows. And pick apart the pieces you left. And don't even about it. Don't you worry about it. And try and give yourself some rest. And let me worry about it. Let me worry about it. And pick apart the pieces you left. And don't even worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
And try and give yourself
summer rest, and let me worry about it. Let me worry about it.
Breathless.
Thank you very much.
You earned the first spot on the BBC super list. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Only with the guitar. It was A-OK, Mr. Garrett. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
You did a great job. And obviously you're a golf fan because you hat einen türkisfarbenen, sagen wir, pastellfarbenen Pullover an. Da steht Golf drauf und auf seinem Hut auch.
What is it to match.
What is it about? The golf and
stuff? No, it's just it's a clothing brand by a rapper called Tyler, the Creator. Yeah. And he had a new line of clothes out recently, and I was like, I'm going to buy that.
Yeah.
And so I did, and now I'm wearing it.
What are you doing the next days? Are you staying in Berlin, or are you driving to...
No, I'm in Berlin today, and tomorrow, just doing lots of interviews and talking about the album and doing those things. I'm still trying to get used to all of that. But yeah, so I'm just here for a very short time, then straight back to London for a couple more things like this, and then off to America to do all the same things. I'm just going around and talking about the record, which I'm very, very proud of. I'm really excited. Yeah. It comes out in February. It's called Phase. It's my debut record, and I really, really hope that people enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. And we're so happy to have you here. I chose a song now that you can play too, if you want to. Doch komm, einen machen wir noch. Und zwar habe ich einen Song rausgesucht, da wird er jetzt noch ein bisschen zu jam, so zur Verabschiedung, und dann darf er ja auch gehen. So we've talked a very long time now. I will get into serious trouble with the headquarter of this station.
Oh no, have we gone over?
Yeah, we've gone over. Totally. We've gone over
sorry,
10 minutes.
Oh my God, guys, I'm so sorry.
I know, man, you here.
So sorry.
Okay, pass auf. Ich spiele jetzt einen Song und mal gucken, was er daraus macht. You know Kitty, Daisy and Lewis. Okay, Jack, have fun.
Oh my God, wait. Oh no, what is it? Wait. I'm going. my song?
Yeah, that's enough.
Is that okay? I'm done.
I said it was enough, Jack Garrett.
Never!
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. Okay, wir müssen nochmal kurz reingrätschen. Wir haben noch was vergessen zu sagen. We forgot something, Jack.
Yeah, I totally forgot the reason why I'm here. I had too much fun. I'm going back on tour in Europe really soon, and we're stopping off in Germany in a few places. All the information is up online. You can find it there, but I'm really excited to be back and to be doing some more shows. But yeah, that's it. That's all I was here to do, and I totally ruined everyone's day. And I'm sorry about that. Okay, right, gotta go. Bye!